Randy King was on Kodiak Island in Alaska hunting for black-tailed deer when... David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
Well, I started headed off towards this place called the Sacramento River on Kodiak, and I cut a track right on the river and started going downstream, kind of a braided stream, and I could see it in the sand. Well, I happened to go around a blind corner and run into a Kodiak brown bear at about 40 yards, and that is a way to make your gut fall out of your body. You just decided to meander off and go somewhere else. So then there was a brown bear behind me, so the only thing that I could think to do is just keep going down the stream until I found a way off the stream, and then I ran into another one, and this one had the distinct pleasure of standing up on its hind legs and looking at me when I came around the corner. I have a size 11 boot, and I have a picture of a Kodiak brown bear track that is inches on both sides of my boot. It was an amazing sight.
Did you feel threatened at all? Was he aggressive? Did he posture himself in a menacing way?
Oh, no. Just curious. Wanted to know what I was. There was zero aggression. They did nothing but leave as soon as they saw me. So that was the nice part. There was no false charges. There was none of that. Mind you, I was still scared. Because just proximity to something that is that big, the largest bear species out there, just proximity to that is frightening. But they left me alone. I was basically in their fishing hole is what it came down to being. Because when I got to the head of the river where it ran out into the ocean, I could see the salmon running up the river. So those bear were just fishing as well they were doing. And I just was literally walking through the middle of their refrigerator, which probably wasn't the smartest thing on my end. Makes a good story.
Not to mix metaphors or species, but a whale of a story. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.